This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 67, for instant tech idioms for the IELTS speaking test. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we are going to give you idioms that will get you that 7 on the speaking and writing test if you're asked about anything related to technology. If you have 30 days or even 60 days to prepare for your IELTS exam, you have no time to waste because the time flies. Guys, you need our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Get your free IELTS cheat sheet at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN.
Lindsay!
Jessica, what's happening with you and your life today?
I'm sitting looking out on a rainy, cloudy day, but it's lovely because it's been super hot.
How's it?
So yeah. This is a nice break.
Absolutely. It's been kind of rainy and cloudy here in Boston too. We had a lot of rain over the weekend. It's been kind of cold and like, it feels like we're going back to March, unfortunately.
Okay. This is a side note, but what you just said reminded me of it. Okay. So we're talking about idioms today, and I want to tell our listeners an idiom not to use.
Yes.
It's raining cats and dogs. Nobody really says that, you guys.
That's a good point. Thank you for that hack. That's very good. Yeah. No, that's a good point. We don't really, although you'll find that right out in the world of ESL on the internet, you'll find
exactly.
It's raining cats and dogs, but you need to know the ones that are common and use them. If you use these random idioms that no one uses anymore, you're going to sound, I don't know, like an elderly person or just irrelevant, right?
Yeah, you're making yourself sound like a student who, memorize something and doesn't really talk to native speakers at all.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Totally.
Because, yeah, I hate those idiom books and these worksheets that teachers just like, you know, print out and give to students. Only half of these idioms listed are still used.
That's like a good point. And students just memorize them and then you're memorizing the wrong kind of vocabulary.
Exactly. So, yeah. Okay. So we're here, guys, today, to give you guys some specific, useful, awesome idioms and vocabulary for, technology topics on the test. Very common topic on the IELTS test. We had a listener, Vlad, write in, and he was asking for some more specific examples of vocabulary and idioms.
Yes.
He could use on the test. So we're going to talk about that today.
Absolutely. We want to say thank you to Vlad for writing in and giving us a little feedback. We always like to get feedback. So guys, if you have some feedback for us, you want to hear more or less about a certain topic, just drop me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we want to hear from you. But Jessica, let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. So Lindsay and I have brainstormed some pretty cool examples you guys could use to describe technology gadgets, devices. Gadgets and gizmos.
I'm thinking that too.
I love that vocabulary, guys. I know that a lot of students know the term device.
Yes.
But not many students use gadgets and gizmos.
Yeah.
So that's just fun. Some slang, some extra words you could use instead of device. Okay.
Absolutely.
The first idiom is bells and whistles.
Ooh.
So, an example would be, I just bought a new phone and it has all the bells and whistles.
Yeah. So all the features, all the extras, right? Additional things, not bare bones. It's built out. Yeah.
I think, you could use this to describe cars a lot.
For
you know,
sure.
if you always, when you, if you, well, actually, I've never bought a new car because you just buy used cars, but if you do buy a new car, like you have to pay extra for, you know, the DVD screen and the
sunroof. Yeah.
What? Yeah. I don't even know what they are, but, so all those extras, the extra little things you get on any piece of equipment would be all the bells and whistles.
All the bells and whistles. So what kind of question could elicit this answer, Jessica? What kind of speaking question?
Sure. Yeah. So, lots of questions will ask you about devices and equipment. So for example, a part two might be describe a piece of electronic equipment that you find useful, or part three might be, what are the most useful, devices in the kitchen in your country, or lots of different ways to elicit you describing pieces of electronic equipment that you use. So this is definitely useful.
Okay.
One of your favorite phrases, Lindsay, hack to hack.
I know. Hacks. I think I use that a little bit too much, but yes, I think it's a useful phrase if we don't overuse it. Yeah. Yeah. So something that makes it easier for us to accomplish a task, right? A more direct route from point A to point B.
Sort of a shortcut.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I think of podcasts as being a great life hack because, you know, before I started listening to podcasts in 2012, I had to do all my learning at home in front of my computer. But then I found the iTunes store and I found podcasts and I thought, wow, I can learn while I go for a run. I can learn if I'm walking a dog. I don't have a dog, but if I had to walk a dog.
But it comes from the technology meaning of hack, right? What's the original meaning?
That's right. Good point. So it comes from the idea of kind of getting into a system, right? Breaking into a system. We know we talk about hackers. They break into some kind of, you know, maybe the government's database, right? And they steal data and information and kind of mess things up. So that is the word to hack.
But recently, and you'll find it in Facebook posts and like videos on YouTube and stuff, there's all these, it's this new meme, it's this new theme in internet topics, how to hack your life, these shortcuts to make your life easier. There's some super cool ideas out there if you just Google life hacks. But yeah, if you bring up this topic, life hack, in connection to anything you're asked about on IELTS, I think the examiner would be really impressed.
Yeah, and a lot of technology is a way to hack our lives because it makes it easier. So that's a great thing to just add in there. And I think, like you said, the eyebrows will go up. Oh my gosh, they use the word hack. It's amazing. This person deserves a 7.
Right? Because it's an idiomatic way to use it. It's not like the original meaning to hack a life. That's a really new way to use the word.
What is the first step that you need to take when it comes to preparing for the IELTS? We'll give you the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher if you grab our free IELTS cheat sheet. Go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's /SEVEN. See you there.
Another one of my favorite idioms that it's still used, but it's kind of old, but everybody still uses it. If somebody says that something is difficult and you think it's really easy, you could be like, it's not rocket science.
I know. And you have to be careful about how you deliver this in conversation. But I guess in the speaking test, you know, it's just a great one to put out there, right? If it's not as hard as it seems for many people, it's not rocket science, right?
So, if you're talking about like your ability to do things with a computer, what, you know, can you make a website? Do you record a podcast? What do you do with technology? This topic comes up on the test in speaking and writing. So you could say, you know, I think for a lot of people, making a website seems out of like there's something that they could never do. It's beyond their abilities. But honestly, it's not rocket science. Yeah. You could just take 1 hour and go to a website and make your own, or I don't know, whatever.
Especially today. Yeah, that's right. It's not rocket science. We have WordPress, so.
I know, yeah. Squarespace is a pretty one, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've used that before. Anyway, it's not rocket science. Technology is easy these days.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Let's see. There's one more idiom that I want to talk about. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
I
what
like
does that
this.
Mean?
Yeah, so when there's already a process in place, right? A way to achieve your goal using technology. You don't need to find a new way to do it. You just need to use the process that's already in place and apply it to your idea.
I thought of an awesome example.
Oh, what's that?
The smartwatch.
Ooh.
The Apple Watch.
Oh, okay, cool. And so how would you use that to talk about the smartwatch? Let's give
okay.
an example.
So if on the test you're asked about, are there any new devices you would like to buy, or are there any devices you think are not useful? You could talk about how, well, this is my opinion. Maybe our listeners don't agree, but, I think Apple made kind of a silly piece of equipment with that smartwatch, you know?
Oh.
I mean, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. We already have phones in our pockets with all these capabilities.
Yeah.
And I think the smartwatch is just not necessary.
Oh, I see. We don't need it literally affixed to our body. We don't.
Right.
Right. We it's good enough having it in our pocket, in our phone, right? As our
phone. It doesn't like add anything to our lives. It's repeating the same capability, but in a different way, which I think is, you know, we don't need it. So anyways, okay. That's my opinion.
So you're not going to be lining up to get this smartwatch when it launches oh, or gosh. It's already launched, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, not for me.
You're not going to camp
okay,
out.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Let's try and use some of these in some answers for IELTS questions. Okay,
let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a part three question. All right.
Yes.
In your country, Lindsay, what kinds of machines are used for housework in modern homes?
That's interesting. So, well, I can tell you a machine that I use every day. It's not exactly for housework, but it is in the home, and that is the microwave. I don't really like to cook, so I like to warm things up quickly, and it's a nice life hack because I can get my food quickly and then move on. So the microwave is used in a lot of American homes, and you know, I think it's great. I mean, if you already have a good method to warm up your food, you don't need to reinvent the wheel and find a new way.
Awesome. That was perfect. Okay. Let's do one more. I'm going to ask myself a question.
Okay, now. Ask her.
That was great. 9. You get a 9. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's try and do a difficult one here. How have developments in technology affected employment in your country? Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, that's a tough one.
Ooh.
Let's see. I think in our country, definitely the car industry was affected by technology. You know, I think in the past, there were a lot of jobs that were done by people. But then companies tried to sort of hack this process by inventing machines that could do this instead of people. So then they don't have to spend as much money and things could be done more quickly. So the higher ups, the people in charge, the CEOs really hacked this process and developed machines that took jobs from people in factories. I mean, it's not rocket science to look at this process. It's an easy thing to see that this has happened in every country, is that machines have taken jobs. But hopefully, there are people that are inventing new services that we could use online or at home, and there will be more jobs created in the future that are even better paid, you know, than working in a factory.
Absolutely. Very nice. Very nice. So in that one, you used hacks, right? And you also used it's not rocket science. I like it.
I tried to fit that in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
Okay. So I think I'm going to sort of wrap this up by giving our listeners a couple more questions that they can try and answer in their own time.
Okay, let's do
it. So a part two question I want our listeners to practice would be, describe a piece of electronic equipment that you no longer find useful. So that's one part two question that they could practice. And then I'll give them one more part three question. Do you think all new homes will be equipped with household machines in the future? All right. Okay. So guys, please try and answer those questions and use some of this vocab we gave you today. You can start by writing it out and writing out an answer, and then you could say it out loud to really make these new words stick in your head.
Yeah. And just to make sure that we're clear on the way that using these idioms could improve our score. How does it help our score when we throw in these idioms, Jessica?
Right. Yeah. As soon as the examiner hears even one of these idioms, they're automatically thinking a 7 for vocab.
Wow. Okay? That is a hack right there.
That's a hack. So think about it this way, guys. A level 6 student for vocabulary is going to say enough words so I know exactly what you mean and you have enough language to keep going. Okay. You've studied, you've practiced, but a seven student is someone that uses interesting vocabulary that you didn't get from a textbook that a native speaker would use, but only like, you know, 2 or 3 phrases in the whole test. That's going to get you that 7 for vocab.
So if you guys want to move your score up to a 7, which is why we know a lot of you guys are listening, this is what you need to do. You need to spend your time thinking about these vocabulary terms, these idioms that are just different, interesting, and surprise the examiner.
Exactly. So go for it, guys. Practice. And thank you, Vlad, again for the question. And listeners, let us know some of your examples for using these idioms. Yeah. We'd love to hear it.
Awesome. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. Have a good day.
Thanks, Lindsay. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.